KHL 104.5, the Zone. Buck Rising in the mix now. And always enjoy our visits with Buck Rising from A to Z Sports, Nashville.com. Buck, what's up? How are you?
What is going on? Hope everybody had a delightful weekend. Hope you're in the mood for coach search talk, because it's not just infecting your favorite college football team, but there's plenty of it going on in the pros as well.
There is. The press conference of the year so far is Dan Campbell talking about how he's going to bite your knees off. And when he gets back up, he's going to do it again. I mean, I was like, whoa.
There's not even a word for what Dan Campbell is, other than like the next evolution, or, you know, I don't know if it's like the previous evolution or the next evolution of football meathead, but I'm delighted by it. I'm very, very, he's good for a clip. I don't know if he's worth a damn as a coach, but we've seen a very, very small sample size. In fact, he did emerge victorious over the Tennessee Titans in his first interim win. But yeah, we'll see if he can surround himself with competent coordinators, because the last sample size of Dan Campbell, Man Campbell, I think we should call him Man Campbell, not Dan Campbell. It wasn't all that impressive, other than he talks low and he could probably whoop us.
I mean, probably. Those are two very important things, right? Like when you're finding a head football coach in the NFL, a guy that could whoop us all.
Mike Vrabel fits that classification. I don't know about 100%. The rest of the NFL head coaches. And now everybody wants the cage match between Man Campbell and Mike Vrabel. So we will see when all that comes to play. But, you know, as Vrabel said, if beating up or if fighting all the other head coaches would give his team a competitive advantage, he would fight them all. And I'm sure Man Campbell feels the exact same way.
Do you think that A.J. Brown should have apologized for his post-op live look-in?
Let me answer your question with another question. Are there people dumb enough to demand an apology of A.J. Brown for his IG live?
That's what I'm saying.
Post-op live look-in.
He apologized. And that was my whole take, was why are you apologizing?
So I understand. Actually, you know, I really don't understand why the team is so tight about this kind of stuff after the season. Like, if you don't want to acknowledge what's going on with the player's physical well-being or availability in season, that is your right. We have no choice but to respect it. But after the season, like, everybody chill out. And I'm sure that's where the greatest cause or friction was coming from the team, because I'm sure when John Robinson saw that his star wide receiver was on IG live doped up post-op, he probably wasn't thrilled by the proposition of that. I'm sure many, many executives and coaches in the NFL would feel similarly. But like the whole thing just looks like an innocent mistake by a young NFL player who does what many young athletes and many people our age, and I'll lump myself in with this. I'm not drugged up going on IG live on a regular basis. Maybe that would benefit my career. We'll see. But I would say, listen, Dawn, for the right price, we can arrange all of these things. I'm very, very open to sell my self-respect and dignity for a couple of bucks. Anyway, nobody should be demanding an apology of AJ Brown. If you want to demand apologies from anybody for their behavior on Instagram, perhaps Isaiah Wilson is the person whom you should direct your scorn towards, because one is innocent. The other one looks like an idiot. And there are very, very clear and obvious differences between the two.
Buck Rising with us from A to Z Sports. Buck, your tweet. Which one of you dummies is going to be first on here with the Titans would have gone to the Super Bowl with Brady take? How many did you get coming at you?
I mean, there was, I think there was upwards of damn near 200 responses to that tweet. And that's ignoring the quote tweets that I got a result. Listen, people are, it's not that people are dumb. It's sometimes they behave or they display the behavior of people who are dumb. And it's not a personal attack when I tell you that you're a dummy for thinking that Tom Brady would have elevated this particular Tennessee Titans team to the place that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers now find themselves in. It's that you lack perspective. It's that you are a victim of recency bias. And so perhaps I will grant you some grace in that regard. But if you think that 43-year-old Tom Brady in this offense, which is not built for pocket primarily or not totally regimented around a pocket passing drop back quarterback, as Tampa Bay's offense is, and with the defense that the Tennessee Titans trotted out that helped Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers stay alive very, very much so against Aaron Rodgers potentially making a comeback, then you are just clearly not paying attention or have forgotten in the couple of weeks since the Tennessee Titans have gotten bounced from the playoffs just how big of a liability that defense was. Nobody, 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 nobody would look at Tom Brady in this offense and say, yes, he would be a better fit here in Tennessee than he is in Tampa Bay. The Buccaneers this year, they are the one example of the team that is actually a player away from contention. That never happens. You never get the greatest of all time, literally the greatest of all time, to just drop into the middle of your roster that is already largely stacked with offensive skill, position talent, and defensive studs, and say, okay, now we can elevate ourselves from a guy who threw 30-plus interceptions to literally the greatest quarterback of all time. And, yeah, he'll turn it over a little bit more because no risk it, no biscuit, Bruce Arians. That's what he does. But we have the defense to help keep us in these games and help kind of mitigate what positions that offense might put you in when you are risking field position with the turnover-prone throws that they choose to make.
So you like Tampa or Kansas City in the Super Bowl?
Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes is God amongst man. Like, this is not even it's going to be competitive because Tom Brady, as I've just spent my time saying, Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. And so you can't ever rule Tom out in some kind of, you know, flukish Malcolm Butler goal line interception thing. These things happen to Brady. But Patrick Mahomes is the greatest player that I have ever seen at the position. And yeah, I've got a little bit of a smaller sample size than many people listening to this, I'd imagine, but there's nothing that I see that looks like he is capable of stopping. Like, I often am amazed at broadcasters who keep themselves like composed while watching the throws or the replays of the throws that he makes, because I would absolutely drop an F-bomb in the middle of all of those things, asking what the F is that when he makes a throw falling down on a bad foot, sidearmed to a diving Tyreek Hill that goes for 45 yards. Like, it's wild.
Going to be fun. Love it. Tom Brady of the Titans. So that'll happen again after next season, right? We'll strike all that back up.
Oh, sure. He's going to play until the end of time. Tom Brady is literally, no, it's no longer Tom versus time. Tom has kicked time's ass. And now the rest of us just have to sit back and watch it play out because we have nothing to do except hopefully I think that the biggest thing that I hope people do is that I hope they appreciate, no matter how much you hate Tom, no matter how much you hate how much he wins, I hope that people really do appreciate what they're watching on a regular basis year in and year out with him, because there's not a precedent for what he is.
Great stuff, Buck. Appreciate you, man, as always.
See ya.
We'll check in next Monday at Buck Rising on Twitter at A to Z Sports, A to Z Sports Nashville.com. Lots of Tennessee things to get into when we come back. One of the players that entered the portal is headed to a Big 12 school. We've got that for you. Also, two names that Chris Lowe threw out there. One's getting a lot of reaction on the internet. He mentioned Tony Elliott and Sonny Dykes as candidates. Also said there's probably someone out there that nobody knows about as well, but one of those guys is getting a ton of reaction on Twitter.
Let's chat about it.
Next, yes, 615-737-1045. You want to get in that way? We'll be right back.